Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
But we had to hit on this, Danny, because this feels like a sea change as far as the college landscape in the Commonwealth of Virginia and in the DMV. A fan base pool. Blacksburg is certainly not DMV adjacent, but there are tons of Hokies fans listening in and around Virginia right now. And what a hire for Virginia Tech. ESPN's Pete Thamel reporting they are finalizing a deal to hire James Franklin as their next head coach. Tech, which has not won 8 games since 2019, which has not won double-digit games since 2016. They have fallen on really hard times post-Frank Beamer. Justin Fuente came in here, and they were a 500-ish team at the end. They go to Brent Pry, and they have gone 3-8, 7-6, 6-7, and now 3-7 after he started 0-3 and was blown out. Interim coach Philip Montgomery's 3-4. They played in the Military and Duke's Mayo Bowl the last 2 years.
Yeah, 2 bowl wins in the last 9 years for Virginia Tech. The leftovers of Frank Beamer's program, they went 10-4, 9-4, and haven't been that good since.
And by the way, the bowls are not good bowls.
No, you're talking about a decade where Virginia Tech, in their minds and in fans' minds, has simply not been Virginia Tech. You're losing the Camping World Bowl. You're winning the Belk Bowl. This is not where they think they should be.
So in a cycle where LSU needs a head coach, yep, and Florida needs a head coach, and maybe Lane Kiffin's jumping from Ole Miss, and there's going to be some real star power in terms of programs needing new head men, for them to be able to go out there as an also-ran, I mean, JMU has overtaken them in the state of Virginia in terms of football over the last few years. Virginia this year in the ACC has overtaken them. They have been one of the really inept schools in terms of football over the last several seasons. They've fallen on really hard times. For them to land James Franklin, who is the butt of jokes and everybody makes fun of because he can't win the big game, I think is a gigantic win. Like, there are two different conversations can be had. James Franklin at Penn State had run the race and had lost enough of those huge games where, as good as they were, the best in the conference, not Ohio State or Michigan, and they just couldn't get over the hump against the Buckeyes and the Wolverines. And in top 5 and top 10 games for years, they always seem to come up small. And it felt like while Franklin got that program into the top 15, the top 10, maybe he either wasn't the guy to get him over the hump to win national championships. Maybe that's not what they are anymore. But you understand why he's out of a job there. But there's a big difference between that and him being anything other than a gigantic win for Virginia Tech. Penn State had started to dominate Tech in recruiting in the Tidewater and in the 757. They were getting all the players in Virginia in that area that Tech used to get. Franklin can now help build that back up, recruit those players, and you go to the ACC where you're not going to have as many big games to worry about losing. You know, it's NC State when they're hot, or Virginia or Miami for a year or what have you, Clemson if they're up with Dabo, but this is not the SEC or the Big Ten.
It's not even close.
You're leveling down. You could get them back into the ACC title game conversation soon. They could be a fringe playoff team year in and year out. As you just saw a week or two ago, Virginia was ranked and in the playoffs. Virginia Tech could absolutely be back there with James Franklin. I think this is outkicking their coverage. They're landing a 9 right now as someone that you thought was going to get like a 6.
Yeah, this is a slam dunk for them. Talking about Virginia Tech. And it requires Virginia Tech fans to acknowledge where they are. If you do, then you go, yep, this is great. Because James Franklin, we've got enough data now that sort of proves it. You reference it, GP. He is not the guy to get you over the hump, quote-unquote, which is that national title, that college football final. Even though they were in the college semifinal last year, I think it was more a fortuitous draw than it was they were a legit contender. But still, you won 13 games last season. That's not a fluke. They've been double-digit winners, a lot of 10-win, 11-win seasons on his resume, talking about James Franklin. He's not the guy to get you over the hump to win the Natty. If you need to travel to get to the hump, James Franklin's the guy. Ask Virginia Tech. Ask Penn State from when he came in and took over. Virginia Tech has to do a lot of work to get to the hump. This is the guy for that. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of times, it all sort of depends on where your program is. This is true with any sport, with any even pro sports. Sometimes you need the guy before the guy that makes the organization serious, that establishes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Professionalism that sort of makes it so that the next person to come in can take this team and put them over the top. Think of the guy before Phil Jackson, the guy before Steve Kerr, who actually happened to be Mark Jackson. You make it professional, and then maybe one day, if you're that good for that long, you find the white knight to come in and take you over the top. But right now, Virginia Tech needs a lot of cleanup. You touched on it. The path is there. If you can hang with Clemson, Florida State some years, Miami some years, the ACC is not the Big Ten. Full stop, period, end of story, nor is it the SEC, where he has had some success talking about Franklin. This energetic hire, a guy that's anxious to prove that Penn State was wrong and he was right by building another program that was, it's not that far removed from some pretty significant glory, is the perfect hire for him to kind of go do it, because you mentioned the access, how easy the road is. I put that in quotes.
Well, there's a multiverse.
And for the school, yeah.
Where Penn State didn't start 3-3 and was in the conversation right now for the national championship. Handful of plays go differently and their season goes differently. And instead, you go 3-3 and he gets fired and it's disgrace, right? I mean, people are making jokes about you. But they were 13-3 last year. They're a college football playoff team that gets, you know, to a Fiesta Bowl and wins and then eventually loses in the Orange Bowl. They're 10-3 the year before that, 11-2 the year before that. How about 11 or more wins 5 times for him? In fact, six times with Penn State dating back to 2016. And we're talking the biggest bowls that exist where they're getting and they're in those conversations for, as a national championship caliber team. Now, his problem at Penn State, the undoing for him was quarterback. He could not solve the riddle. He just couldn't figure it out, whether it's Sean Clifford or Drew Allard or all these dudes that came through there. They could never get a top-of-the-line QB. Think about the guys that have been drafted or haven't been, frankly, at the top of the board out of Penn State. The rest of the roster, he did a pretty good job with. They've gotten a lot of dudes into the NFL defensively on both lines, skill position guys, wide receivers, running backs, but he hasn't been able to find a quarterback. So that's going to be the challenge. It's what he's going to have to figure out at Tech. But you're leveling down in competition significantly, and as one of the biggest fishes swimming in whatever, you know, water the ACC is, if the joke used to be, you don't belong in these waters, don't worry about that. The ACC ain't the same as the Big Ten. It's not the same as the SEC. Ask Maryland, by the way. I thought they were past being able to get a coach like Franklin, to be honest with you. I mean, the recent program, Justin Fuente from Memphis, you know, Brent Pry, who comes over there and has the run that he just did as their head coach. Are you kidding me? For them to get James Franklin, I would not have thought that Franklin would take the Tech job. I would have thought he could have done better. But it, as I think about it, it might actually be the perfect bounce-back job for him.
And I think it is.
If it goes well in 5 years, maybe you could go get an SEC or a Big Ten
job. Well, it makes sense for all the parties involved. So Virginia Tech, to me, had been relegated to that, to the Justin Fuente, Brent Pry tier. In other words, the you know, maybe you got a guess right on a Cignetti from James Madison before the rest of the country figures out that the guy's great. You got to find that next great guy. Maybe he grows into something, right? You weren't able to grab the established name unless something like this was happening, especially in this hiring cycle, by the way, Jeeps. I mean, you mentioned it already, but this is the most high-profile jobs available that I can remember in this new era of college football with all the buyouts. And there's, you know, some really, really good guys are going to have their pick of the litter when it comes to the gigs they want. I didn't know that Virginia Tech would be able to do this until I started to think about it from Franklin's perspective. This place that's football crazed with as passionate and enthusiastic a fan base as you're going to find, that it's what they've got down that part of southwestern Virginia. You got a great sort of built-in bit of fan support. The school's behind it. It's their bread and butter. It's the ACC. The path is there for recruiting. The path is there for consistent winning. You get to rebuild yourself. You build yet another program. Thinking about what he did at Vanderbilt that got him the gig at Penn State. And all of a sudden I kind of went, that path actually makes sense for him, right, in terms of his career. Use each other. If you're Virginia Tech, you're damn right. If you're James Franklin, I think so too. Everyone can have their eyes wide open here and say, you build something for us, we'll all benefit. And then maybe go on your merry way, as you said, to an SEC school or back into the Big Ten or whatever.
Yeah, if you're a Tech fan, you want to hop in to discuss the news, you can call us now at 800-636-1067. You know, I had gotten to a point where I thought they were either going to have to get cute, hiring one of their own. You know, my buddy who goes to Tech kept saying he wanted Michael Vick, and I'm like, no, you don't. Look at the success, is actually the lack of success he's having right now as a coach. But you had guys like D'Angelo Hall, who I love, throwing their name into the hat going, hey, if we're doing this, DeSean Jackson's a head coach. Let's follow Deion Sanders' way of operating thing. Why couldn't I be the head coach there? I was a DB's coach for the Panthers. And that didn't sound like the craziest thing in the world to me, the way college football's going. But to be able to go out and get James Franklin. Now, will there be a few people that make a couple of jokes? Sure. They're misinformed and they're ridiculous. He's not getting the job at LSU or Florida. You know, he's not getting the job at Ole Miss if Lane Kiffin leaves, these top five type programs. I mean, Virginia Tech should be thrilled, and I'm sure that program feels this way, to go get James Franklin. We could react to that and continue to talk about Franklin to Tech if you'd like to at 800-636-1067.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.